Thanks, everybody, for joining us for our season finale, season two of The Baptist Bias. And we're excited about tonight's show because we're going to be doing kind of a fun game. We're going to be calling Christian hotlines. And unfortunately, most of them don't even have the right gospel, but we're going to find that out tonight. But before we get started with our calls, we're going to start off with our Benelog.
Have you been looking for a sign from God? Do you wish you could call or text him right now? Would you like to know the truth? Obviously, our highway billboards have been speaking to your heart. Don't delay. Call now. The number is 1-666-LUCIFER. That's 1-666-LUCIFER. Again, 1-666-LUCIFER. Operators are standing by, ready to deliver you the knowledge you wish you had. We guarantee your experience will be sweeter tasting than that forbidden fruit you've been craving. In fact, it's free. By the end of your call, you might even be as smart as God. Our advice is considered by some to be so desirous, it's literally to die for. We specialize in all kinds of conversations and topics, which we label our Broadway approach. We don't have one of those narrow-minded views. It's not a straight-gate methodology, but rather a multi-gateway perspective. No matter what your religious background or doctrine, we're certain we will not offend you at all. And of course, we'll deliver the necessary information to ensure that you can be completely confident that you'll make it into heaven, as long as you're successful and fully repentant and endure unto the end and are willing to turn from your sins with godly sorrow, not earthly sorrow, and as long as you're not practicing sin. But of course, no one's perfect, but you will completely change. Behold, all things are new, but you will slip up from time to time. As long as you have some change, you can almost know that you might make it into heaven. Call now to get your name added to the Book of Life. Spots are running out. If you call now and you're Catholic, we've got a 2-for-1 purgatory special where you can get an extra loved one out for the price of one. It's never been this easy. Now, if you're skeptical of the Bible, God, or you have a completely different religion, don't be afraid of calling our hotline because we want to extend our services to you as well. There's a wideness to our mercy. Our salvation methods are so effective, you don't even have to know the name of Jesus to know that you're going to heaven. As long as you turn to the only light you have, any religion will do. As long as you clean up your life, any Bible will do. As long as you repent of your sins, any doctrine will do. As long as you're accepting of everyone, except for one group in particular. There is one group you cannot tolerate. Don't be deceived by their bigotry in disguise. They'll claim that you should go to a Baptist church exclusively, but not just any. One that uses the King James Bible, but not just that. One that preaches faith alone and once saved, always saved. These are the kind of churches that they advocate for, and these are the worst people on the planet. We warn you to stay far, far, far away from these heretics. But most importantly, don't get infected with their plague of the mind we call the Baptist bias.
Thanks again for joining us this evening. I'm your host, Pastor Shelley, for The Baptist Bias. And my co-host, Ben the Baptist, is here. Why don't you say hello to everybody?
Thanks for having me on another episode of The Baptist Bias. It's the season finale. Exciting stuff. Let's call some salvation hotlines here in a moment and see what they have to say. That's going to be intriguing, to say the least.
Well, there's a lot of them out there. And, you know, one that I want to kind of highlight is the Billy Graham hotline. And of course, Billy Graham was one of the most famous evangelists. He had big rallies. But something that a lot of people don't realize is that in his rallies, almost every denomination was welcome to these rallies. And he preached very clearly that you have to surrender, you have to repent of your sins, you have to give your life to Christ. And I guess that message resonates with almost every Christian denomination because they pretty much all believe in works. But even worse than that, Billy Graham, later in his life, did several publications on television. He was interviewed. He talked to different people. And he got so crazy in his theology. He went so far as to say that you don't even have to know the name of Jesus to be saved. That you don't even necessarily have to be Christian. I don't even know really any other Christian, so-called, that go for this type of doctrine. It's kind of called universalism, where just almost everyone's going to heaven as long as they're just kind of a good person. But it's certainly not really a Christian doctrine at all. But this is what Billy Graham said. And it's just to illustrate the fact that Billy Graham was never saved. He never taught the real gospel. He was not getting people saved whatsoever. And so I want to play a clip here just before we get started and we start calling these hotlines, because I don't want people to be confused and think like, oh, you're talking to people that know the gospel. These people are wrong on the gospel. And they teach a works-based salvation. But let's play this clip real quick.
Future of Christianity. Well, Christianity and being a true believer, you know, I think there's the body of Christ, which comes from all the Christian groups around the world or outside the Christian groups. I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And I don't think that we're going to see a great sweeping revival that will turn the whole world to Christ at any time. I think James answered that, the Apostle James, in the first council in Jerusalem, when he said that God's purpose for this age is to call out a people for his name. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for his name. Whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world, they are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved and that they're going to be with us in heaven.
This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
Oh, man, that's just terrible. And of course, that other minister doesn't just rebuke the false prophet right there. He's like, oh, I'm just so glad that there's a wideness in God's mercy. You don't even have to know the name of Jesus. You don't even have to, you don't even have to be conscious of who Jesus is. If you just follow the light that you have. I mean, what if you follow the light, which is Satanism? What if you just follow Baphomet? I mean, is that the light that you have? Can you follow the light of the Freemasons? Can you follow the light of Islam? The Muhammad, who was a pedophile, who couldn't read. I don't even know how he followed light since he can't even read. Do I just follow people into the Mormon temple and just, I mean, this is just has nothing to do with the word of God. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. So the only light that you could even follow is Jesus Christ. The whole world lieth in darkness, and the only light that exists is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is clearly coming from someone who's unsaved, filled with unclean spirits, someone who preached work salvation his entire ministry and has terrible fruit. He wasn't someone that actually started a church or built up a church. He essentially just ecumenicalized Christianity and rallied together a bunch of work salvationists into thinking that they're saved when they're not. And Billy Graham is arguably one of the worst people that have ever existed, having preached such a false doctrine for his entire life. And, you know, we're going to call his hotline and we're going to get the clear fruit of it. But these people aren't saved. I mean, have you run into people that are saved and they say, Billy Graham, he's the one that got me saved. Have you ever heard that before?
I've never heard somebody say from Billy Graham himself, no. There are some who would claim that they got saved at maybe an event that he hosted or perhaps something sponsored by him or his ministry where an actual saved person happened to be there at an altar call or something like that, and that's how they got saved, but none from Billy Graham himself because he was a false prophet, and yet so many people loved this guy and to this day would speak very highly of him. The Bible says, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. And to piggyback off of what you said, Acts chapter number 4, verse 12 tells us, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And so the Bible could not be more clear that it's through Jesus Christ that we get salvation. And what I find to be interesting about Billy Graham and his ilk is that he teaches a work salvation, but evidently it isn't even a faith plus works. It's just a works plus whatever you might believe in is sufficient. It's like you could not even have Jesus, but presumably if you have the works without Jesus, you're still going to get in somehow. That's what he teaches. It's that insidious.
Of course, you know, that verse you brought up, it's just so crystal clear. And of course, that's the name which we get saved by is Jesus Christ. That's the name we're all going to glorify. And, you know, it's special. There's something special about the name of Jesus. And now I don't want to just spend all night on this. I want to get to what we're going to be doing this evening. We're going to be calling various Christian hotlines. We're going to try and pull them up. And we're going to start with the Billy Graham hotline. And to kind of spice this up, it's already pretty intriguing, but I decided I want to make this even more interesting. So we're going to play a little game. All right. And I hope you can see that, but we've got a little spin wheel here and I'm going to be spinning the wheel. Now I want to take turns so we can call and both take an opportunity here to use the spin wheel, but I'm going to spin the wheel and essentially it's going to give me a kind of a variation to the call that I have to make. So we have some different categories. We have accents, we have heretics, characters, you got to rebuke them, and we also have a celebrity. So whatever you spin on, you can pick, you know, something that you feel more comfortable with. And I don't even care if you're good at it. It'll just make it more entertaining. But we just want to make it a little spicier. So I'm going to go ahead and spin here and see what I have to do. What is
you're
that?
You're getting character.
Character. All right, so
Donald Trump. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Donald Trump. I think that's more of a celebrity. I'm just gonna go with a Southern boy just to start it off, just so we can figure out exactly what's going on with these callers and everything like that. So I'll try to be kind of Southern, and we'll be Southern John. All right.
Southern Tone.
Let's go ahead and see if we can dial up that number.
Let's be honest. This is your character right now, and what you're about to do is who you really are. Let's just be honest.
Exactly. That's actually true. So let's see if we can dial these people up. And, of course, we're doing this live, so I don't even know what to expect, but let's bring it on.
We'll do it live.
We're calling now.
It's a famous quote.
We'll do it live.
And do you want to fill the dead air? Or?
All right. Well, you know, we're doing it live. So, hey, we're going to make sure that we get this caller on there because I want to know what the Bible says. I saw this billboard.
So can you explain heretic one more time? What's that?
Yeah, just pick like a false doctrine.
And preach it to them?
We are currently closed. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Oh man, he didn't answer. I know that some of these are 24/7, so we're gonna find one that's a 24/7. Maybe we can have our production crew get us in there. But and just to give a setup, you know, I'm gonna try and get these people to help me understand what salvation is because I want them to essentially expound to me what they believe. And I actually had called previously just to kind of test it out. I talked with someone from the Billy Graham Ministry hotline, and they're making it clear you have to surrender. Mm. You have to give it all up. I said, well, I know some people, they believe in Jesus, but, you know, they don't really follow the commandments. They're not really going to church. She's like, they're not saved. Not at all. What? And I was just like, wow.
It was just that clear.
Yeah, it was just.
Now, here's my question.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? My name's John.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was just calling and hoping that you could help me.
Yeah, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I was just, my prayer request, it was really specifically about wanting to know how to go to heaven and being saved.
Yeah, did you see like a ad or?
I think it was a billboard or something.
Oh yeah, definitely. So, you know, like dedicating your life to Christ, you know, it usually does start with a prayer, but a lot of it is just an interaction and a commitment to Jesus, and then just allowing the Holy Spirit to work in and through your heart.
Okay.
Do you have a Bible that you currently read or own?
Well, some guys on some bicycles came by and they gave me a book, and I was reading it. And I saw like a billboard, I saw your number, and I just, you know, they were kind of confusing. And so I wanted to know like how to be saved.
Yeah. So well,
I was
definitely.
Just kind of worried about it.
And so you said that you do have a Bible?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, so, like, just understanding. So, to get saved and to be saved, it really starts with a prayer, but what you do after it and what you allow, you know, Jesus to do in your heart is kind of what allows you to continue to be saved and to have a close relationship with the Lord.
Okay.
And so, I can lead you in a prayer where you will just really confess your sins, that you are a sinful human who sadly commits sins all the time. However, the only person that truly can save you is Jesus because he died on the cross.
Okay.
And so
do I need to like hold something? I've seen people like holding beads or something when they pray.
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm doing this right.
But it really, the prayer is very important as you, you know, or you're just calling and crying out to the Lord that you can't live this life without him. But we do, we just want to remind people that it's really important afterwards that having a relationship with the Lord is how you can be saved. You know,
okay.
Reading your Bible, talking to him, praying to him, finding a church, finding community who can lift you up, where you can learn more about the Lord's characters, what he has in for your life, what he directs us to do. And so
But I want to make sure, like, if I pray with you, will I be saved, or do I have to also go to church and stuff?
You don't necessarily have to go to church.
Okay.
However, the prayer doesn't save you. It's your actions and your heart that tells the Lord what he needs to know.
So kinda it's like the things that I do. Like
if I
help people and do good. Because I try to be a good person, you know, and I try to help people. Like, there was an old lady that was, like, you know, trying to get groceries in her house the other day, and like, I went over there and just kind of helped her, and she's like, God bless you, and, you know, that kind of made me feel like, you know, I like this Christianity stuff, and I want to be saved, so, you know, and I've heard people talk about it, so I just wanted to know, like, what I have to do to be saved.
Yeah, so like I said, it definitely is really good, like, just doing God honoring and glorifying things in your life, you know, making decisions that you know would glorify and honor the Lord.
Sorry,
I'm trying to pull up the scripture for you. But really it comes down to your heart and your commitment to the Lord. Are you seeking out a relationship with him? Are you talking to him? And that is between you and him. So, there's no one that could tell you, yes, you're saved, no, you're not. It really is between you and the Lord.
Do you think, I've heard some people, they told me that salvation was just a gift, and that all I had to do was just believe and then I'd be saved. It wasn't like how I lived my life. But I didn't know if that was true. I was just curious.
Yeah, no, that's completely true.
Okay.
It's a gift, and a verse that I wanted to read you is, if you openly declare to Jesus, declare that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. And that's in Romans 10:9-10.
Okay.
So it's just learning, putting your trust and your faith in the Lord, and understanding that you really can't live this life without him.
So let's, if I believe in Jesus, and I believe he died and was buried and rose again, will I go to heaven no matter what I do or how I live?
Let me find a verse.
Like, I think I should be a good person and everything, you know, but church sometimes is kind of boring. And sometimes my wife, she asks me questions, and I don't want to hurt her feelings. So I just kind of fib to her a little bit, you know, but it's not like I'm trying to lie or anything, but, you know, sometimes I definitely, you know, have issues with things, and, you know, I don't know that I'm going to be perfect, but I definitely try. But, you know, I just heard these people saying, you know, all you have to do is believe, and then, you know, like you said, believe, and then you'd be saved. But I just wanted to know, like, what that meant.
Yeah, definitely. So let me pull up the Romans Road. This is a great way to kind of lead you into salvation. Let me find it. Just give me 1 second. I want to make sure I'm just giving you the right information and just leading you the correct way.
Okay.
Because your questions are totally valid, and I had them before I'd become a Christian. I was in the same boat as you. I'd asked those questions as well.
Well, I'd seen on YouTube some video called The Bible Way to Heaven. by a guy named Pastor Steven Anderson. I don't know if you ever watched that video. But he said that we're all sinners, and that the punishment for our sin was hell. And he even said that all liars shall have their part in the lake which burn the fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And that was scary for me. But he said something, you know, kind of what you said, like in Romans, I think, about, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he said something about, you know, Jesus died on the cross. He bore all our sins on his body. He was buried, and then he rose again the third day. And then he said something about some guy was like about to die and is afraid. And he like asked these two evangelists, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And so what I had heard is that it's just a free gift by faith, and that all you had to do was believe in Jesus. You just had to put your faith in him. And then once you did that, you were saved.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
You're right on the money. Yeah, that's exactly it. And you said that you saw that in a video?
Yeah, it's called like The Bible Way to Heaven with Pastor Steven L. Anderson. I think you can find him on YouTube. But, you know, I just watched the video. He also said that once you're saved, you're always saved. That, you know, you become a child of God, the Holy Spirit moves inside of your heart, that there's nothing you can do to lose it. And, you know, that kind of made sense to me since it's a gift and all.
Yeah, no, and you're totally right there. That, you know, the Lord did die on the cross for us and to allow us to live this life. And we are sinners, and we are sinners by nature, which is sad, because when the Adam and Eve sinned, it, you know, made us become sinners. But that's why God sent Jesus, is to save us and to be able to live this life. And so when we pray to him, you know, we ask for forgiveness of these sins. And we talk about what we want to do to honor and glorify him. And you're right. You don't have to do certain stuff to get saved necessarily. You don't have to do certain stuff to be perfect. Because we all fall short and we all are sinners.
Well, you know, I mean, that makes me think of, there was another verse I saw on that thing. It said Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so I was under the impression that it's not how we live our life. It's not what we do. It's a free gift. And if it were by our works, then no one could be saved. And then Christ is dead in vain. And it was just a little confusing, because when I first talked to you, you said something about how it's kind of like, how, you know, it's important how we live our lives to be saved. So I didn't know what you meant by that.
Yeah, my apologies. I think I'm more just talking like, you know, when you do become saved, it's really important to establish a strong relationship with Jesus. Because the Lord will know our commitment and our love to him through our relationship with him. And so it's just important to, you know, understand that we just need to continue to pull forward to the Lord and ask him for help and guidance in our life. And so my apologies if my words got mixed up or if I messed that up at all.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm just, you know, I'm just concerned. What was your name again, ma'am?
McKenna.
McKenna. Very, very, thank you so much for talking with me, McKenna. You know, I was just interested. What was the number for this call center again?
Let me pull it. It should be 888-388-2683.
Okay, and this was the Billy Graham ministry, because I got the number from another lady I spoke to there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. McKenna.
And then if you ever need help finding a church, we can also help you find one as well.
What kind of church should I try? Like, because I see them all.
It really is up to you and searching around to see, you know, what church lives out your beliefs and what you want for the world. Bible believing, you know, believing and living out what Scripture says.
Do you think, because I've seen like Methodist and Catholic and Baptist, are they all the same?
They're all different. They have different ways of doing things, can sometimes believe in different things. I really do suggest finding like a non-denominational church. This is a church that's very just straightforward on Bible believing. Kind of is, I would say, like an all-in-one, if that makes sense.
Okay.
You can find a church that, you know, finding a church where you're able to figure out what you believe, figure out ways that you enjoy praising and honoring the Lord, and then you can find a church that might fit that a little bit better. And so that's why we can always find like different types of churches in your area.
That guy I was listening to online, Steven Anderson, he goes to Faithful Word Baptist Church. Is that a good church? Should I try that church?
I mean, if he's near you and you like his preaching, then it doesn't hurt to try it out and to see if it's a church for you.
Yeah, it's really close to me. And he said he's King James only. So, you know, I kind of like that King James Bible. Is that a good one to use?
The awesome thing about the Bibles is that there's all different translations.
Okay.
And so you can find a translation that you understand the best. And so if you understand King James the best, then that's awesome. But it's more just a preference. And,
yeah, I mean, the King James kind of sounds Texan because, you know, in like some parts he says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed. And, you know, it just makes me feel like it's Texan, you know, just like that.
Yeah, well, and it doesn't hurt to check out other you can, if you like King James, you can definitely continue to reading that. There's ESV or NIV. Those are all different ways to just read the Bible, and they have different wording. So sometimes if you read a verse and it doesn't make sense, you can change it to a different translation, and it might make a little bit more sense.
Okay.
And so suggest doing that.
You know, one other thing I wanted to ask you is I heard somebody online one time, they said that you don't even have to know the name of Jesus to be saved. You don't even have to, like, be conscious of him. You just have to follow whatever light that you have and you'd be saved. You're going to go to heaven. Is that true? Like, everybody going to go to heaven?
No, I wish not everybody. And I wish that I could speak to that more. However, I'm just not really educated on that.
Okay.
And so I wish I could speak into it, but I don't want to give you anything that the Bible doesn't say. But that's something that you could definitely, you know, turn more into or go find the pastor of the church that you like.
I think it was on Larry King Live or something. It was like on Larry King, and there was like another guy. I think his name was Billy Graham that said that on national television.
That everyone can be saved or everyone is going to be saved.
Yeah, that everybody was going to go to heaven no matter what. That all you have to do is follow the light that you have.
I've never heard that from him, and I don't think that he would say that, especially because I work for him, or I work for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Oh, okay.
So usually that's not something that the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association believes
well,
in.
I'd seen the video online where he said it, so I just didn't know if that's what he believed or not.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take a look into that because I've never heard it there. But he might have been saying, like, those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved, meaning call out to the Lord and pray to him and talk to him. So, but like I said, I'm not exactly sure.
Well, you know what? Thanks so much for talking with me, McKenna. You know, I feel a lot better talking with you. And, you know, I think that you should probably go check out that Bible Way to Heaven video by Pastor Stephen Anderson. It's a pretty good one. And you probably should check out and see what Billy Graham said, because I think he clearly said that you don't even have to know the name of Jesus to be saved. So you might want to check that one out. All right.
I will definitely do that. Thank
Thanks
you
for
so
your time,
much.
McKenna. You have a great evening. All right. God bless. Bye. All right. So I guess that was our first call. How did that go, Ben?
Like I said, I'm convinced that's your natural accent.
Okay, well,
you're doing a New York accent when you normally speak.
You know, it's weird because the first lady that I called and I spoke to earlier, she told me you have to surrender and you have to give up. You have to give up all your sins.
Confused.
This is a young girl.
Is she? I'm going to put you on the hot seat. Is she saved or is she not?
I don't know. She did agree with me. So here's the thing. If she was genuine about agreeing with me, then she might be saved and just like really mixed up, because obviously she's working for a really bad ministry and the church she's going to is probably really confused. She's not using a King James Bible. And it's kind of crazy. Like, you would think that they would at least give him a script or something. Like, you know, if someone wants to just be saved, they call in these numbers. And she seemed very ill-prepared. I'm hoping that maybe she'll, you know, take this opportunity of being confronted about how to get someone saved, and maybe she'll actually try to look up some verses and maybe watch that video by Pastor Anderson. Hopefully she watches how Billy Graham basically just teaches universalism.
Sure.
But
well, she was a sweetheart.
I didn't want to give her too hard of a time, because she seemed like a pretty nice girl.
She's like a
and
sweetheart.
So yeah, I didn't want to I didn't want to just rip her a new one or something. I'm glad I didn't get rebuke on that. Now, to even make it more fun, I think we have a special guest that we're going to be able to bring on here, Cassidy Campbell, and he's going to be making some calls for us too. But we're going to have to spin that wheel. How's it going, Cassidy?
Good, man. You?
I'm doing great. So
I felt bad for the girl. I was
man.
She's so nice.
Yeah, she was really nice. But have you ever called a Christian hotline before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, you're going to get your first experience. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Bear with us. I don't think there's going to be an issue. I think you're going to be able to call them and everything. But before we get started, I'm going to spin the wheel for you here, and then we'll explain what you kind of have to do.
How's my mic?
Sounds great.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you have to do an...
rebuke?
No, it was accent. I turned it the wrong way because I was looking at it. So you have to just pick an accent.
Donald Trump.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. Well, he just did like a southern accent,
yeah, that's
so I'll
true.
Do like
that's
a
true.
Ghetto accent. I'll just do that.
Try the T.D. Jakes one if it's
what
available.
We might
also have our production call a few other hotlines, make sure they're still open. But
what was the accent you wanted to do?
Let's try our T.D. Jakes
My
one.
My gangster accent.
Wanksta.
Yeah.
Can this person like be a horrible heretic though? Like, is there a line like press 2 for the damnable heretics or something and not the sweethearts?
I'm trying to talk to somebody who thinks they know. I'm not trying to talk to someone who's nice.
Exactly.
Are we calling? All right, we're about to start dialing, so.
So I have to shut up?
Yeah, you can't.
Stop talking?
Please.
Like now or?
Okay.
T.D. Jakes is busy.
Just try it. Let's try Daystar.
How is that going to work? Am I going to call or what?
Yeah. They'll answer whenever. You'll just kind of hear them talking.
We're dialing on your behalf.
Oh, you're dialing.
Yeah. You just have to speak when the call comes.
Thank you for calling the Daystar Prayer Department.
Gotcha.
Para Español, presione 9. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed recently. For prayer, to make a pledge, or for placing an order, press 1. For payments, press 2. For
I am safe from harm, and I fear no ill, for his angels.
Hey, what's happening, pimp?
And protect me still.
We apologize for the delay, and we appreciate your patience. All agents are currently assisting other callers. To leave a voicemail...
Man, right. At 8:38 p.m., they're all...
We're trying to get saved. It's harder to get saved than you thought.
Wanksta is trying to get saved.
Right.
And yet...
We should call the Billy Graham later and see if we get McKenna again.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we'll get someone different on there.
Yeah.
We need an actual heretic.
That would suck if it was the same person again.
700 Club, here we go.
This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, I want to thank you for calling the Christian Broadcasting Network. We are so happy to receive your call. If you are calling for prayer, please press 2 for our next available representative. To join the 700 Club or donate...
We are so happy to receive your call. Please stay on the line for our next available representative, and may God bless you.
Give it
this
another
is Pat
minute.
Robertson, with you for just a moment. Jesus encouraged his followers, saying, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all
yeah,
these
I'm gonna
things
be 100 with y'all, man. That music made me cry a little
and
bit.
It's His word for you today.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Christian Broadcasting Network. This is Elise. How may I help you?
Yeah, how's it going? So I was trying to see like what I need to do to go to heaven. I was trying to get saved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
So
let me help you with that. May I please have your name?
Yeah, it's Brian.
Okay, thank you.
For sure.
Okay, go to heaven. The only one that can provide an access for us to heaven is the Lord Jesus, and accepting Him as Lord and Savior, that is what we need to do.
I bet.
Do you want to pray the prayer of salvation?
That's all I need to do is just believe on Jesus.
Of course, follow His commandments.
So wait, I'm confused. Do I need to believe on Jesus? What do I do?
Believe in Jesus, pray to Him, accept what He did for us, that sacrifice. And when we believe in Jesus, we want to please Him. So
we
totally have to follow His commandments. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Like, what if I screw up? Am I going to lose it?
There is forgiveness. No, there is
forgiveness. There is forgiveness? All right, bet. I appreciate it. So that's all I got to do? Right?
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's he already did everything for us.
Okay,
so everything that we have
to
do is just receive what He has done for us.
Yeah, so I don't have to do like anything. Just He did it.
Hated it all.
Oh well, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm gonna what Bible verse should I look at so I could like get saved?
John 3:16.
John 3:16.
If you're familiar with the gospels, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to pray the salvation prayer today with me?
You know, I'm going to just think about it. I was just wondering because, I mean, I could just pray out here and I could just, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Then,
what? Can I can't lose it, right? I can't lose it, right? Like, it's forever, right?
Let's put it this way. You didn't do anything to receive this salvation. He did everything.
Yeah.
So, if you commit some error in your life, he will totally forgive you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm ready.
Repeat after me.
Yes, ma'am.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to come into my life.
I ask you to come into my life.
I want to turn.
I want to turn?
Uh-huh. From living my life.
From living my life?
Under my own control.
And wait, I thought you just said I had to believe in Jesus. Now you're saying I gotta... Hold on. I thought Jesus did it, but why do I gotta do that? I'm confused now. Now you're telling me
if
I gotta
love
do
someone,
something. That's works.
Yeah, no, if you
that's
love
works.
Someone, you want to please him, correct?
Yeah, but where... Hold on, let me see. Okay. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shall confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. Acts chapter 16, verse 30-31. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. It didn't say anything about doing nothing. I'm confused.
You don't have to be confused. Do you have kids?
Out of what?
Do you have kids? Do you have children?
Yeah, I got 13 of them. What you mean? Yeah.
Okay. When we are a parent, we want our kids to obey us. We want our kids to
course,
be safe.
Yeah.
We want to provide for our kids. We want to do everything for our kids. So that is exactly what the Lord wants to do with us. He wants to help us. Yeah. He wants to correct us from where we are wrong. He wants to protect us.
Yeah.
He wants to provide for us. It's the exact way.
Yeah, I know, but you were saying that I had to do something, like some sort of thing, and I was confused because I thought it just said to
believe. No, don't be confused.
Yeah.
It's
like a mixed message.
Okay, let me read. No, it's not mixed. Let me read the whole prayer so that you can decide if you want to say it or not.
I'm going to decide. For sure. I'm going to think about it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me read it for you. Just read it for you.
I like your
Lord
accent,
Jesus,
by the way.
I ask you to come into my life.
Yeah.
Okay, let me read it for you. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I want to turn from living my life under my own control. Come now and live your life in me. Cleanse me from my sins. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. That's the prayer. Now you decide if you want to do it. Maybe you don't want to do it today. Maybe you can call us back tomorrow.
Yeah, can I get your personal number, though? I'm trying to holler at you later.
No, I cannot make callbacks. You would have to call
for
us
real?
Back.
I'm going to call back, though. You single?
Yes.
Oh, you is? All right, bet.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. I don't know that accent. It sounds good, though. Uh-huh.
That's your decision. Everything is a choice.
Yeah.
Everything is a choice.
Hey,
you decide to do it or not.
Everything's a choice. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But all right. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna head out. Yeah.
All right. We killed that call. Oh man, I don't think I could ever hear that and then look at Cassidy and think that was the voice that was coming from him.
Yeah, that was
that was ridiculous. Oh man, it's like she doesn't even know what she's doing. She's just reading a script and just There's like, there was no cognitive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What, that was the 700 Club, I believe. So
yeah, it was.
All right. Well, hopefully we got another number here. We're gonna let Ben get into this fun. So, all right. Let's see how Ben can do. You ready to spin? You want to spin it?
Sure.
Get in here. You got to spin it hard. All right. Come on. All right. Come on.
I'm gonna tell her. I'm gonna be the Lord of your life, baby.
Oh my God. Rebuked. Oh man. Now you can play it slow if you want.
I would.
You can play it slow.
All right.
But just, you know,
Ew.
You got to finish strong.
All mm-hmm. right. So give me the worst heretic you can, please.
Who are we calling? Do we have a number lined up?
Can we get Mormons or Jehovah's Mormons. Witness? Or?
Oh my gosh! Imagine. You are a demon. I rebuke you. Oh, imagine calling Greg Locke's hotline if he had one.
Yes. Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. We're going to be doing.
So if I'm a Christian, if I'm a Christian,
thank you so much for taking time to contact our ministry. In just a moment, you'll hear several options to direct your call quickly and efficiently.
If you'd like to sow a seed into this ministry or really order a product, please press 1.
Thank you.
If you would like our mailing address, please press 2.
It's all by faith.
To leave a prayer request for our ministry team to agree with you in prayer, please press 3. To check the status of an order or for any other customer service.
Who is that?
Go from the top. Go to the top of the list. I think that they're checking it from the top of the list. So we're going to try TBN.
Listen, salvation is all by believing. You just got to stop.
Thank you for calling TBN. If you are calling for prayer, please press 1. If you are calling to give a donation, thank you for calling TBN's prayer line.
Young Don online.
Jesus only died for your past sins.
They want you to do an Arab accent. You can do whatever you want.
I'll do normal. Here comes the glory
of the Lord. I'm crying, bro. He's made me sad. I call the Christian hotlines after
all of our
I
prayer partners are
sin.
Currently praying with other callers. Please
adultery.
Hold for the what next available prayer partner.
What should I do?
They're all busy talking about Cassidy's brothers. Bet.
Bet. I don't know about you guys. I'm getting real emotional listening to this.
I'm getting you in the mood.
You should have a hotline, guys. Why don't you have a hotline?
We do, don't we?
It's a different kind of hotline.
Thank you for calling TBN. This is Sabrina. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Ben. Hi, Sabrina. This is Ben.
Hello.
Just calling in. Had a quick question for you regarding salvation. I was just curious. You know, a lot of people teach different things about it. And I was thinking maybe you could clear up the confusion on, like, what it takes to actually be saved.
Does somebody have to go to
heaven?
Faith. There's no works mentality. It's just a putting your faith in Jesus Christ. So you know that, like, God sent his only son to die on the cross for your sins, right?
And when somebody places their faith in Jesus, are they always saved? Like, I've kind of heard this thing online, once saved, always saved.
So it comes down to surrender. So I don't know. It's not. So no, that's out. I don't believe in that. But it comes down to surrender, you know.
It comes down to surrender.
It's not just repentance. Repentance is not just, oh, you know, Lord, forgive me. Yeah, that's part of it. But true repentance is to change the way you were, to change the direction you were once walking, to surrender your life to the Lord. So a lot of people want to come to Jesus and make him Savior, but they don't want to make him Lord.
They want to make him Lord.
So it comes, okay. It comes down to surrender. When you surrender your heart, when you surrender your life to Jesus, you not only repent, but you surrender. That means you turn away from your sin and you start walking toward the cross. And he doesn't say, clean up your entire life before you come to me. He says, come to me and I will transform you.
Okay.
I will take out your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
So you said we have to make him Lord. Is that what you said?
By surrender, yes.
By surrender, okay.
By surrender.
I kind of feel like Jesus is Lord.
The sin.
I feel like he kind of is Lord, regardless of whether I make him Lord or not. What do you think about that?
Well, is he Lord over your life, though?
Mm.
Of course.
Is there a chapter and verse?
But is
like,
he Lord
maybe?
Over your life? Let me see. About which part? About faith?
Well, you talked about how you have to surrender. You said you could lose your salvation, correct?
I think a true Christian, you're not going to lose your salvation. But like I said, that's why you tie it to surrender, because you know if you leave God, based on your level of surrender.
So salvation is not just by faith alone, then. Salvation is by faith and surrendering and trying to do the best
you
can.
Well, you know, it says faith without works is dead.
In James chapter...
There's a scripture that says faith without works is dead.
In James 2. Have you surrendered?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
well,
but it took me many years. There's actually a really good chapter if you want to read 1 John chapter 4. That was when I surrendered.
You surrendered when you read 1 John 4?
Well, I got delivered.
You got delivered, okay.
Yeah.
Do you keep the whole law, would you say? Like, do you still sin at all?
So when you come to Jesus, he washes all your sin away. So it's not that you're not going to make a mistake, but he doesn't see you that way. The Bible actually says that he sees us holy, blameless, and above reproach. Let me see where that's at.
So how many sins
basically you put your faith in him, and then righteousness is put into your account. So no longer are you a sinner. That's why I said read 1 John chapter 4.
I got you.
And chapter 3. They're both good.
My question is, though, because you had talked about surrendering. So how many sins, is it like a quota for the number of sins that I would have to turn from, or that I'd have to surrender in order to be saved? Is it like 3, 4? Is it certain types of sins? Because it just sounds
absolutely
a bit...
not. So when you really come to Jesus, he cleans up your life, because the scripture says that he's a good father, and a good father corrects his children. So if you're truly a Christian, if you're truly coming to the Lord, you will be corrected, because a good father corrects his children. Colossians 1:22 says, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy, unblemished, and blameless in his presence.
Right.
So that would bring you out of sin and bring you into righteousness. Not that you don't make a mistake and you need to repent and have forgiveness, but if you habitually keep doing the same sin, something's wrong. Because 1 John chapter 3 talks about how when you really know God, you no longer habitually sin.
Mm. Is there like a verse that says that?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorites. Hold on, let me look it up. 1 John 3, I think. Okay, yeah. So
verse 1 John 3,
you want
to go to verse 8?
Verse 9.
Verse 9, sir.
Yeah, verse 8 says, we'll read 8. I'll read 8 through 10. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Verse 9, no one born of God makes a practice of sinning. This is what I'm talking about. For God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. Verse 10, by this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness, remember that's what I was telling you, is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. So righteousness isn't something that we can work to attain. Righteousness comes by faith. That's why I said when your first original question, how do I come to God, is by faith. But when you put your faith in him, he puts righteousness into your account. So righteousness causes you to live a sinless life, not because of anything that you do, but because of because his blood was shed for your sins. Doesn't mean you don't make a mistake, but you no longer see yourself as a sinner. As long as you see yourself as a sinner, you'll never stop sinning. But when you see yourself cleansed by the blood, holy, blameless, and above reproach, you start to live in the Spirit, because there's a scripture that says, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
All right. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. That was one of the more confusing messages that I've probably ever heard in a phone call with regard to salvation. The Bible makes it extremely clear how to be saved. It says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. That's clear. What you said isn't clear. What you said actually is a damnable heresy.
All right, we're actually out of time. It's leading people to hell. I'm really sorry.
It's leading people to hell. You're making people twofold more the child of hell than yourself, lady. And here's what you need to do. You need to stop preaching a false gospel. You need to look up the Bible Way to Heaven on YouTube. You need to get saved. And you need to stop lying to people about what it takes to go to heaven.
Well, yeah, that was rough. These people, you know, of course, using a false Bible version as well. But, you know,
there's too much to work with there.
She obviously wasn't going to get anywhere with you, but the Bible does say rebuke a wise man, he will love thee. So, you know, these people are just not, I don't know what to think. You feel sorry for them at first. Like, I feel sorry. And, you know, McKenna, she seemed pretty nice. I liked talking to her. But this one girl is just like, she was pretty sassy. I think someone had put in their comments, it's just like, oh, I don't believe that. Once saved, always saved. Yeah. And it's like, but then she's later said, well, I think you can't lose your salvation. You know, if you truly surrender.
Well, it was all over the place, because she did give lip service to faith alone.
Yeah, you
and
just
then
can't be
it
sinful.
Was James 2 out of context.
That's every false prophet. That's what they do.
Oh man, it's so just all it's here, all over the
one
place.
Thing here.
Like some you know, again, you isolate some statements; they sound good.
Exactly.
And then you listen to the whole message though, and it's just like all over the place, and just she's surrendered her entire life.
She never missed church once.
Yeah, she's never had a sinful thought. I mean, the Bible says to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So I guess every time she's even noticed something good to do, she always did that. Mm-hmm. You know, is he the Lord of your life, Ben?
I've never had a lustful I've never had a bad thought.
Wow. That's impressive.
I didn't realize
that. I had them drill a hole in your head and they get to your brain. I can't remember what it's called, but basically you can't have any like bad
libido.
Thoughts. Yeah, you can't have bad thoughts. Hey, I busted out laughing when I was watching this street preacher in this from this video I was putting together called Street Preachers from Hell. This preacher, he's like, I haven't had one lustful thought since I've been a Christian for 17 years. And I was like, I just busted out laughing.
That's a lie. All right, let's try again.
Let's
see if we can speed it up, though. I'll try to be, like, I think we should be more obnoxious.
Yes,
to see how long we control, and they'll still try to talk to us.
You're a heretic.
Heretic.
What's the qualification?
I don't get heretics
to even work for this.
Well, we don't even have to, we don't have to use the spin wheel. We could just go with something weird. But I think it'd be interesting to see how much we control them and see how much they would still stay on the phone with us. So I was thinking about trying to do Ed Bassmaster. Would you look at that?
Oh my gosh.
Let's go ahead and call Crossroads, the prayer line. See if we can get a little bit of Ed Bassmaster going. And, you know, I don't really feel sorry for these people, so.
Not. Hey.
Thank you for calling Crossroads 24-Hour Prayer Line.
What are the qualifications to work there, Cassidy?
Yeah.
Just give lip service to kind of liking Christianity, maybe.
Into the music. Yeah. Man, y'all need some hip hop beats.
Would you look at that? Would you just look at it?
Why aren't you looking at it? You should tell them that you think you're Michael the Archangel.
Would you look at that?
Thank you for calling the 24-hour prayer line. Please stay on the line, and our first available prayer partner will be glad to
speak
with you. If you'd like to leave a message with a confidential prayer request,
and he
please
said,
do you mind praying?
What are the
two or
witnesses?
You can send us an email at ministry@crossroads.ca.
Sir,
God bless
just praying
you.
For Ukraine.
At the moment,
for me?
Our prayer partners are experiencing larger than usual call volumes.
Everybody's
please
trying to get saved.
As your call has been placed in priority for the first available prayer partner. You can also press 1 and leave a brief voice message with your prayer request. We assure your request will receive prompt attention.
It'd be funny if you get, like, from somebody from India.
They outsourced.
Hello, my name is Bullock.
They outsourced their prayer hotline to India. How are you doing today?
We gotta have you do it. That accent for somebody. Is it possible to call multiple at the same time, or if we only one at a time? Okay, so we have to do one. Is there another one that I almost answered right away? All right, let's try that one. Let's try Fort Truth. It's on the billboard anyways. It's better for at best.
Thank you for calling the toll-free number for gospelbillboards.org.
For English, press 1.
Para español, marque 3.
To speak with someone on our phone team about your questions or spiritual needs, press 0.
Para español, marque 9.
To learn. If you know the extension number of the phone team member you would like to speak with, you may dial it at any time. Otherwise, you may hold for the next available team member. This call may be recorded. Please listen to a brief explanation of truth while we connect your call. Have you ever asked yourself these questions? Can I really know what is true? What will happen to me after I die? Who is Jesus? These are...
Hello, it's Charles with Gospel Billboard.
Oh, wow, it's really you. Would you look at that? I was just driving down the road, and I saw this billboard, and I told my buddy Ben, I was like, would you just look at that? It's truth. Would you look at it? And he was like, would you just look at that? And then I was like, let's call him. And I thought, like, truth? I mean, who doesn't love the truth? It's about Jesus, man, right? I mean, would you look at that?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean...
What message did you see on the billboard?
Well, he said, like, for truth. And I, like, it's like in the number. It's like in the phone number. Would you look at that? I mean, I was like, how do you even get the phone number with truth in it? I mean, would you look at that? Would you just look at it?
Well, I'll... Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and so our goal is just to
yeah.
point people to Jesus.
Yeah,
that's where the truth
look at
is.
That. That's like a John 14, right? If you look at it, have you looked at it? Did you look at it?
John 14?
Yeah, John 14:6. Did you look at it? Have you looked at it? Would you look at
it? That's right. Yep. That's where it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yeah.
Would you look at it? So
what was the message on the billboard that you saw?
It was so fast. I was like, would you look at that? And then like when he looked at it, I was like looking at it, and then I was like, would you look at it? And it was like truth. And then it was just so fast. And I was like, how are we going to call? And I didn't even think we were going to get it right. And we called the number. And then when we heard it, it was like truth. I was like, would you look at that? And then I showed him on my phone. It said truth. And I was like, would you look at it? And so, you know, I was just thinking like, wow, John 14:6. I mean, would you look at that? And like, yeah, you know, Romans 3:23, you know, would you look at it? And it's just like, for all of sin, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Romans 14 talks about the sin of man. And John 14:6 talks about the answer. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, yeah. Well, you know something about the Bible. You must be a Bible reader.
Well, would you? Yeah. I mean, every time I get a Bible, I'm like, would you look at it? And I'm like, look at that. It says Holy Bible. Look at it. It's the truth. If you just look at it. And I'm like showing him Romans 3:23. And I say, like, would you look at it? Because we're all sinners.
Yeah.
And
we're all sinners. Yeah. So we're all sinners. Do you have a relationship with the Lord? Are you a Christian?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm thinking, you know, we're in America, and it's like, would you look at it? It's America is Christian. If you just look at it, and if you just look at the Constitution, I mean, if you just look at it, it's like endowed with a creator. And I mean, like, everybody's coming to America because it's, I mean, would you just look at it? Just look at the country. And I mean, like, even people like you, I mean, aren't you from Canada or something?
I'm from Canada. Yep, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I mean, would you just look at that? I mean, it's like a guy from Canada coming to America. Would you look at it? And it's like, you know, when you look at the Bible and you're just like, would you look at it?
Well, I don't think it matters what country we're from. The Bible says the grace of God, which brings salvation, has appeared to all men. It doesn't matter what country we're from or what nationality. The gospel of salvation is for all men.
Amen. You know,
and I'm
on TV,
I'm
there's like John 3:16 on the screen. I'm like, would you look at it? And like my buddy, he won't even look at it. And I'm like, would you look at it? And it's like, it's John 3:16. And then I pull up my Bible and I'm like, would you look at it? And then look at that. It's for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Would you look at it? You know, I mean, like, it's just, it's a free gift, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Would you just look at that?
Unfortunately, there's too many people that aren't interested in the greatest free gift that was ever available to mankind. And lots of people rejected it. That's awful sad.
I mean, you know, you look at America, you look at Biden. I mean, if you just look at it, it doesn't even look right. And you look at Obama, it doesn't even look right. And you look at Michelle Obama, and it's like, would you look at that? I mean, it looks like a man. I mean, would you look at it? Just look at it. I mean, just look at it. Just look at it. It's not a woman. It's a man. And I'm like, if you just look at it, you'd realize, you know, salvation by faith is a free gift, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yep, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to the washing of regeneration.
Like regeneration, right? Would you look at that? So would you say, like, once you're saved, you're always saved?
Only if we keep following in the footsteps of Jesus and obeying his commandments.
So, like, you know, like, I heard someone say, like, once you're saved, you're always saved, and I was like, look at it. You know, and like, I saw, like, a Bible verse said, that we become the sons of God. You know, the Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. I mean, I was like, would you look at it? It's like, we're a child of God, and it's like, we're born again, and I'm like, would you look at it? If you look at it, it's like, we're child, and once you're a child, you're always a child, so it made sense that you once you believe, you're saved, and you can't ever lose it.
Well, but the Bible does talk a lot about deception. The Bible has a lot to say about many who believed and fell away from the truth. And the scripture talks about in the last times there's going to be a great falling away. What are people falling away from? I think they're falling away from the saved relationship that they had in Christ, and they're becoming deceived.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at it, I mean, the world's like super deceived if you just look at them. I mean, if you just look at it, like if you just look at the TV, and if you just look at it, you just look at all the Emmy, and then just look at what they're doing, and look at the Satanism, and look at Hollywood, and just look at it. And if you just look at it, you'd see it's there's a deception. It's there if you look at it.
Right.
But the Bible, if you just look at the Bible is saying, you know, if you believe, you're saved, right? It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It says saved with a D at the end. It says in Acts 16, verse 30 and 31, it says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And it's like if you just look at it, it just says believe.
But then we have to keep on believing. Yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. I mean, it's very possible not to continue and to turn
back. It's easy not to continue because we have the flesh, right? And we war with the flesh and the mm-hmm. spirit, and we're supposed to walk in the spirit, but if we don't, we're still saved, right?
No, if we start to walk in the flesh, we're going to reap the reward of the flesh. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Well, I mean, obviously you could die physically, but if you just look at it, I mean, once you believe, you're saved, right? And you can't lose your salvation.
No, I think the Bible is pretty clear that you can. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. God's not going to take anyone to heaven that he doesn't have any pleasure in.
But doesn't that verse say that we're not of those who draw back unto perdition, but to the believing of the soul?
The following verse.
Right. So if we read the next verse, if you just look at it, if you just look at the next verse, if you just look at it, he says that we are not of those that draw back unto perdition. So,
that's because we're committed to keep on believing. But if we stop believing and start following the desires of the flesh, then we are of them who draw back.
Well, you know, if you just go to Google and you just look at it, like if you just type in draw back in the dictionary, and you just look at it, like if you just look at it and you just read it, if you just look at that, it talks about how you didn't do what you were trying to strive for. You didn't achieve it. So if you just look at it, you would see that it's saying that they didn't end up believing. They never believed to be saved. And so they never got saved. So, you know, Hebrews chapter number 10, it's an important verse. We shouldn't stop losing faith in the Lord. We shouldn't continue in the works of the flesh. But if we do, the Bible says that we're still saved. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, the 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 says that, you know, all our works will be burned, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. The Bible says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Bible says that, you know, if you just look at it, it says that, you know, once you put your faith in him, that, you know, you're sealed unto the day of redemption. The Bible makes it very clear.
As long as we keep believing. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 says, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. So that,
are you talking about
2
Peter chapter 2? Yeah, I mean, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 says, but there were false prophets also among the people. If you just look at it, it says false prophets, false teachers who deny the Lord that bought them. How could I look at this list of people in 2 Peter chapter number 2 that said that they don't even believe in Jesus, they deny the Lord, that they're false teachers, they're false prophets, and say that they lost their salvation? They didn't even have salvation. They never even believed. They're people that the way of truth shall be evil spoken of.
They deceive many who are saved, and that's why it's so dangerous.
Well, I think you're missing the point. 2 Peter chapter number 2 is talking about people that are unsaved, false teachers and false prophets teaching a false gospel, that they start cleaning up their lives because they hear about the righteousness of God, but then they end up their lives worse, even though they attempted to follow God's commandments, because they never really got saved, kind of like Judas. You know, Judas was covetous, but, you know, he never really got saved, never really believed. So then at the end of his life, he ended up selling out the whole Lord Jesus Christ, and he went to hell if you just look at it. I mean, if you just look at the Bible, if you just look at the verses, it would be clear salvation is a free gift by faith that you can't lose. Once you're saved, you're always saved. I mean, isn't that the truth?
No,
aren't we here
talking
about the truth?
No. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible makes it very clear that we can fall away.
You know, I think you just got to look at it. If you just look at the Bible, if you just look at John 5, verse 24, if you just look at John 1, 12, if you just look at John 3, 16, if you just look at John 3, 18, if you just look at John 3, 36, if you just look at Romans 3, 28, if you just look at all the verses in the Bible, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, which says, "For by grace ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I mean, if you just look at it, the Bible says salvation's a free gift that you can't lose. You can't, you know, be saved by our works. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, by His mercy He saved us. You quoted part of that verse.
But then
earlier.
But then you got to keep reading.
Well, I read the Bible.
You got to keep reading there where it talks about works. It says, it goes on to say that good works are the fruit of salvation.
Well, we should do good works. We should follow the commandments.
We're not saved by our good works, but one who is saved.
What's your name, son?
Good work will be the
hey,
fruit
what's
your, of
his wait,
life.
Would you look at it? What's your name, son?
My name is Charles.
Charles, you were born by your mother, right?
That's right. And then I was reborn.
Was that a one time? Was that a one time event, or was that a lifestyle? Are you still being born by your mom, or is that a one time event?
You can't compare. You're trying to draw a perfect parallel between the natural and the spiritual. You can't.
Well, the Bible says that you must be born again.
That's right.
And the Bible says that we become sons of God. In fact, the Bible says, "Behold, now are we the sons of God." And here's the thing. You can't change who your mom is, Charles. And here's the thing. You cannot lose your salvation. Those who believe they can lose their salvation aren't saved. They're not even preaching the truth. If you just look at it, the Bible tells us that salvation is a free gift. And once you believe on Jesus Christ, meaning you put all of your faith in Him, you're saved. But if you think you can lose your salvation, Charles, you're actually trusting in yourself to be good in the future. You're not trusting in Jesus Christ, Charles. You don't believe in Jesus Christ. You're believing in Jesus plus Charles. You're believing in Charles to be a good person. And you, Charles, you're not a good person. You can't be saved by your works.
I'm not a good person. And that's why I believe that I will only make it to heaven on the merits of the work of Jesus Christ.
But you just told me you can lose your salvation.
You can.
That's because you're not believing that Jesus paid it all. You're believing in Charles. You think that Charles is going to get you to heaven.
No. So in Revelation chapter 21, verse 27, it says, "And there shall no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." So it doesn't matter.
Well, let me tell you something, Charles. Have you ever made a lie?
It doesn't matter whether a person claims to have been saved at one point or not. If they have any sin in their life when they stand before God, they are not going to.
Do you have any sin, Charles?
Presence of Holy God.
So do you have any sin, Charles?
If I do have any sin in my life, I as far as I know, I have confessed it.
Would you look
to
at
God
that?
And it's under the
we
blood
found
of
a
Jesus
perfect
Christ.
Man. I mean, Charles, would you look at it? Charles is just a perfect man. He's never sinned. I mean, the Bible says that the thought of foolishness is sin. Charles has never had a foolish thought, folks. The Bible says if you make one lie, you're going to basically not even enter in the kingdom of heaven. And Charles hasn't made a lie. Charles hasn't even looked at woman with lust in his heart because that would be adultery. The Bible says that him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is sin. Charles always does right. Charles always does good.
You are.
Charles.
The only reason I said that I hope I don't have any sin is because I've confessed my sins and repented of them and asked Jesus to cleanse me. That's
did you repent of all your sins, Charles? Charles, would you look at that? Have you repented all your sins? I mean, have you read James chapter 2? Verse 10, would you just look at it? Would you 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 look at it?
You have a good evening.
Look at it,
my friend.
Would you look at it? Would you look at it? Just look at that. Just look at that. What a train wreck.
That was bad. That was the worst one, actually.
I mean,
he deserved a pretty sharp rebuke.
Good night.
That guy of all of them deserved the sharp.
He was annoying. He was annoying.
Yeah,
I had a hard time keeping the Ed Bassmaster going.
Because right. He just started spewing damnable heresy.
All right. That's what you get when you call truth, buddy. You just you meet guys that have never sinned. They've given up all their
sins.
You can
lose your salvation.
You can lose your salvation. He said if you have any sin when you stand before God, you're not getting
Was he trying to use Revelation 21:27 to teach that if you have one lie, you can't be saved? Like, is that how he interpreted that verse?
I don't know. That was insane.
Maketh a lie.
All right.
One lie, buddy.
All right.
Is this guy Young Don's, like,
we gotta let's get Andrew Tate to
sidekick.
Call.
I don't know if I can do the Andrew Tate voice. Let me see. Tight. So listen.
Rokies.
All right, I'll try it.
Let's call.
It landed on celebrity.
Yeah.
Tight. Right. Excuse me.
He broke.
Have you looked into Islam? Islam is the true religion.
So,
are you brokies? Are you broke Christians? Yeah,
that last one, I think, was the worst.
Those people are not saved.
Excuse me.
Who are we calling?
Thank you for calling Breakthrough with Pastor Rod Parsley.
Maybe we should call the truth one again.
Please be advised that all calls may be monitored or recorded
maybe
for
we'll
quality
get that guy again.
Purposes. Please hold the line for the next available prayer partner.
Charles. Be the sermon on Sunday, Charles Exposed.
I should
have. Thank you for calling Breakthrough with Dr. Parsley. My name is Nanny. I have your name, please.
Excuse me, my name is Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew, may I have your phone number just in case we get disconnected?
My phone number? Oh, it's fine. I'll just call back.
Okay, how can I pray for you today?
So I was wondering, what do I need to do to get saved?
What do you need to do to get saved?
Yes.
Yeah, sell all your possessions.
Because I had some street preacher the other day. He was telling me that I need to turn from all my sins to be saved.
I know. You have to serve the Lord. And
serve the Lord.
The Bible, go to church, repent. Yes. Are you going to serve the Lord?
Go to church. So I need to serve the Lord. Go to church.
Yes, sir.
What else do I need to do?
Yeah,
I'm writing this down.
Serve the Lord. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that in the Bible? What Bible verse is that?
It's in the Bible. You have to serve the Lord. If you you read the Ten Commandments, read the Bible, read so you can learn. It's all in the our map is in the Bible, sir. Concerning finances, concerning salvation, it's all in the Bible. Concerning deliverance. And restoration, they're all there. If you are not reading, you don't know the Lord. If you are not reading, that's why you need to focus on this Bible, because all in the Bible here, it show you about salvation, about finances, about restoration, about everything.
Finances.
Here.
About okay. Finances?
Hmm?
Did you say finances?
What is the verse concerning finances? There's a lot in there.
I'm very rich. I have 30 supercars.
Okay.
I have 30 supercars. I don't need help with my finances.
I know, but how
you do know. So you do know me, Andrew Tate.
You cannot take your car in heaven.
I cannot take my car to heaven. Well, I don't want to go then if I can't take my car to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't take my Bugatti to heaven. This is ridiculous.
You need the Lord. Even if you are rich, if you don't have God, how can you go to heaven?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to go. I'm very confused because you're telling me I need to do like 50 different things in order to go.
There is a teaching in the Bible. The man said to Jesus, how can I get saved? Jesus said, sell all your possessions. So
I need to sell all my possessions. Are you kidding me? I'm going to sell my possessions. Are you insane?
Uh-huh. I sell it and give it to all the poor.
I'm worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I need
to
sell my This is too much work.
Jesus said that to the man, an example of how to get saved. The man said to Jesus, What am I supposed to do to get saved? Jesus,
which verse is which verse is this in the Bible?
Yeah.
Hold on,
yeah,
let me see here.
It
says
it's in there. Help me.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Hold on. Yes, sir.
So it says here. Can you hold on 1 second? I'm looking for it. Yeah. It says that.
I'm looking for it. Hold on. Yeah, sell all your possessions. Hold on, let me Google it for you. I'll show you. It's in there. Okay, I see it. Jesus said.
It says I got it.
Yeah.
I'm on
hold
it.
Hold on, hold on. You got it?
Let me read Jesus it. It says.
Oh, all your possessions.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read it. Hold on.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Can I talk?
Yes,
I'm trying
sir.
To read it.
You don't need to get rude.
Listen, it says, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments, he saith unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth. Up, what lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus said unto the disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. So it's hard for a rich man to get into the kingdom. Wow. But what I noticed here, excuse me, miss, what I noticed here was that the rich young ruler said to Jesus, he said, what good thing shall I do? He did not say, how can I get saved?
Mm-hmm. But that's the part of it. To be,
are you sure?
One of, to be a good, that's one, if you are one to be obedient to the Lord, this it says in here, come follow me. If you want to follow Jesus, then you have all your possession must be follow what God said. You don't need
Listen,
get rid of your possession.
I love my supercars. I have 30 of them. Did you know something? That my oil change costs more than your car. It's $25,000 for my oil change. Brokey. But listen. So,
yes.
I was reading Acts chapter 16 the other day, and it says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So is there a contradiction? Is there a contradiction, or is something wrong here?
Something wrong with you, because you serve two master. You cannot serve two master. It says in the Bible, you cannot serve your money. What do you want? Your money
so
or
I,
the Lord?
So I need to live on the street. Do I need to live on the street?
They said, you don't need to do that. But it says, which one is more greater on you? Is it God or your money, your possession?
So I can't have money.
Which one?
I can't believe in Jesus and have money. Do I have to be broke?
So which one would you like better?
Well, do I need to be broke?
So your car. So you want your car better?
30 cars, not just one car. 30. I'm confused.
Your 30 cars cannot take you to heaven.
But John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life.
I know.
He didn't say that you
because
have to be perfect.
Are things, I know. But sometimes your possession is your idol.
My idol? How do you know it's my idol? Are
no,
you perfect?
What's your God?
Are you perfect?
Because
I don't pray to my supercars.
Because you focus more on your possession. You focus more on your money. You focus more than him.
Well, let me tell you something. If that's what you believe, then you're not saved.
No, what I mean, that was only example.
Because you're wrong. You're wrong, and you're broke.
You focus, no.
You're wrong.
No, I'm only the example. I didn't know that you are like that.
You're wrong because the Bible says that if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. It doesn't say that you need to sell all your stuff. I'd be broke and I'd be homeless under a bridge. So basically, I need to be broke under your circumstances. Makes no sense.
Okay.
Now I have a game of chess to play.
You need to learn. Okay, you can serve Jesus. Are you going to serve the Lord?
I serve Jesus every day. I read my Bible, and I go win souls.
All right, I think we dropped. That wasn't going nowhere. Good night. You still did a good job, Tate.
I want to get somebody that actually speaks fluent English. I think both people I had.
I know, that's weird that you keep getting, like
she was
people
Filipino.
From Mexico or something.
She was Filipino.
Really?
Absolutely.
You don't think she was Hispanic?
No.
I thought she was Hispanic.
I think she was Filipino.
She sounded Hispanic to me.
Yeah. I think you're off.
I'm going.
You're usually off.
I'm going.
Because my wife's family's Filipino.
Yeah. You got to go Gupta. We got to get at least one Indian here for Ben. So let's dial someone else up. And if you're listening, we're gonna go to Rumble and give our thoughts on Nashville before we finish our season finale here.
Ooh.
But it can't be on YouTube, so it might not be able to be on Rumble. But we're gonna go to Rumble here in a little bit. So if you want to jump over to the Rumble stream, we'll post it in the live chat. We're gonna get Ben in here. He's got one of the greatest Indian accents. You know,
don't overhype it.
I don't know how you do it. He spent too much time at 7-Eleven. What'd he say? I want Slurpee. I went free Slurpee. So.
What have I gotten myself into?
Dial it up.
Oh, dude. My
Maybe you should do truth again.
Kenneth can do good Indian accent, too.
Just for calling in today, you have the opportunity to receive special pricing on TV, internet, and phone services from DirecTV. DirecTV is your source for the best in TV entertainment. Bundle DirecTV.
Just call the truth
Direct
again.
TV.
Let's just call the truth again because they're just really not saved, and I don't care about trolling them. I can't wait to get DirecTV though.
I haven't committed a sin since I got saved 10 years ago.
Thank you for calling the toll-free number for GospelBillboards.org.
For English, press 1.
Para español, marque 3.
I got a piece so bad.
To Hopefully speak with someone on our phone team about your questions or spiritual needs, press 0. Para español, marque 9. If you know the extension number of the phone team member you would like to speak with, you may dial it at any time. Otherwise, you may hold for the next available team member. This call may be recorded. Please listen to a brief explanation of truth while we connect your call.
Yeah, well, after this one, we'll try one time.
Have you ever asked yourself these questions? Can I really know what is true?
Otherwise, I'll just do Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good evening. This is Mel with Gospel Billboards. I'm in the state of Pennsylvania. May I ask which state you're calling from?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm very good today. I'm wanting to know what you need to do to go to heaven one day. I didn't know. You know, I come from India. They have Muslim and all kind of religion over there. I'm wanting to know what you need to do to go to heaven.
Well, the blueprint or the way to get to heaven is the same for every person. For every nationality, whatever background it is, we believe that the Word of God, the Holy Bible, which is written by men over the long past that were inspired by God to write the words of God through Jesus Christ, is the Savior of the world. God sent Jesus, His only begotten Son, who lived in this country, or rather, he lived in the world about 2,000 years ago.
I'm sorry. I know what you're talking about, but I'm wanting to know do you need to be good person to go to heaven, or is it you only need to believe?
A person needs to believe that salvation is through Christ. And when we receive forgiveness of sins, when we ask for to have our sins forgiven by Jesus in true repentance, he gives us his Holy Spirit that then lives within us.
What repentance?
It gives. Pardon?
What do you mean repentant? What? I don't know English very good. I'm trying to.
Okay, that's fine. To repent is to be sorry for one's wrongdoings and to turn and go the other direction.
But how sorry do I have to be?
To realize that sin separates me from God.
Do I need to stop sinning?
That power comes after I realize my sinfulness.
Let me tell you a quick story. I'm wanting to tell you a quick story. I'm working in a call center, and in call center we scam people every day. I get $200-$400 a day from you, American. I tell you that I'm calling for Social Security. You give me all your banking information. I take your banking counting number and I put it in my bank account. And I'm going on cruise and all kind of vacation from the money that I got in from scamming people every day. Do I have to stop scamming people to go to heaven? Or if I believe but then I continue scamming, do I lose the saved?
The law of God tells us. One of the laws of God is that we don't steal, that we don't covet, that we don't take from other people what is not ours. It also tells us that adultery, living with and lusting after another woman other than our wife, is wrong. It tells us that having idols is wrong. So this is the holiness of God portrayed in the laws of God. And in order to be right with God, we need to become aware of our sinfulness and that our enemy, Satan, wants to convince us that we can disregard the laws of God. So according to the Bible, there'll be a change of heart. There'll be the desire will change.
To no longer scam people?
Yeah. Where you no longer feel comfortable and free to take things that are not yours.
Okay. But I'm wanting to know. This is what I do for job. In New Delhi, that's what we do for job. If I believe, but then I do not stop doing the scamming, will I go to hell after believing? Will I lose salvation? Can somebody lose the salvation that you're talking about?
According to the scripture, I believe a person can, because we need to continue.
I have one more question, but before we go,
I have Big Whale on the phone. We scam him for $1 million, Gupta.
Do you have any gift card next to you?
No.
Do you have a gift card? Okay, if you go to Walmart.
Social Security number.
If you go to Walmart right now, you can get gift card.
Are you running to Christian again? Gupta.
What do you want?
Gupta, we had to call the 7-Eleven. My cousin, he worked there. He got a Big Whale for $1 million scam.
Okay.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know if I'm American boy.
Are you talking to another heretic?
No,
one who believes he can lose his salvation? What an idiot. The Bible is clear. It's a free gift by faith. What is wrong with these people? They can't even read their own scripture.
I don't know.
They are so stupid. They don't believe in Jesus. They believe in themselves. Gupta, talk to him. Get his social security number.
Do you have social security number, sir?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just wanting to know, I'm also working for the U.S. government, and we are collecting social security number because you have outstanding balance of $50,000. If you are willing to give me your social today, I can go ahead and take that. We can get care of it right now.
Well, I'm interested in talking about the salvation that we can get through Jesus Christ.
I am telling you, if you give me social, we can continue talking about how you can lose your salvation. But before we continue talking about that, I need social. Y'all are ridiculous.
I can't even talk anymore.
He's crying.
Oh, man.
But one thing I want everybody to do that listening right now, you think I'm doing an accent. But this is really
it is so good at this.
This is really how I talk, and all of you are making fun of me right now. I don't appreciate it.
Obviously, you're racist.
Please,
you're so racist.
Do not make fun of me for my accent.
I was going to say, you need to get your manager on the phone. Gupta, get the manager on the phone. All right. Let's try it.
Y'all are ridiculous.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and go to...
why did I agree to do this?
We're going to go to Rumble only here in just a second, but I want to try one last time. Let's try and get McKenna back on the phone.
I'm questioning my life decisions right now.
Yes.
let me talk to her.
Let me talk to her, he says.
Well, I think that we should have left her. Like, you're live on air, Baptist Bias. You should check us out.
Oh,
gosh. That was the bottom number. So it was the Billy Graham 888-388-268.
Just to be clear, again, for people watching that are like, going to be naysayers, these are very bad people, all right? They're teaching people work salvation.
They're worse than scammers.
They're worse than scammer than Indian guy. The reality is people call that are sincere trying to get to heaven. They tell them they can lose their salvation. They tell them it's by works. And then a lot of them die and go to hell, right? They make people twofold more the child of hell than themselves. You read Matthew chapter 23, the way Jesus rebuked the scribes and Pharisees, well, it was vehement, and it's because of the fact that eternity is at stake here, and God hates false prophets.
Amen. And Elijah mocked the false prophets.
Mocked the false prophets as well. Peradventure he sleepeth, he said, about their fake satanic God. So,
well, and again, let's make it clear. These people aren't saved. Like the one that was nice at the beginning, we tried to be nice to her. And, again, I even think us rebuking some of those people is the best thing we can do for them because they need to hear the gospel. They need to know that they're not saved.
That chick who hung up on me, I think needed to hear that.
And another thing, obviously, we're just having fun with accents. If you're offended, just be offended because I don't care at all. Ben has one of the greatest Indian accents I've ever heard.
And I love Indian people.
Of course.
One of my friends is Indian.
I wish I could do every accent.
I love Indian.
But
yeah,
I don't
I
love
have
Andrew
black
Tate,
friends.
Though, so.
Yeah, I know, Cassidy.
Cassidy's,
I have gay friends,
Cassidy's
bro.
Too good.
I have gay friends.
Okay, happy friends, maybe.
After Pastor Shelley gets done preaching about the gays, he says, well, I have gay friends. I just want to let you know.
I don't. I like Indian food.
I hate Indian food, though. I'll be honest. So.
Exactly. So if anyone between us hates Indian
So, not me. All right, let's get rid of YouTube. So if you're on YouTube at this point, you gotta get off. It's gotta end. So YouTube, just go to hell. All right, now that we're on Rumble, did we call? Rumble. Let's call one more time and see if we can get McKenna on the phone.
Hi, bye-bye.
And if we get someone else, we'll just, Did you have another accent you wanted to try, Cassidy, or no?